This is an iHeart podcast.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a 2023, the first show of the year, Chris. First show of the year. Been making all the terrible last year, see you next year jokes around the house. Now my sons are getting in on it. My oldest son goes for a run today, comes back, and he said, "I'm going to shower. I haven't showered since last year." I'm so proud of him. All right, quit. Let's focus. So just to recap, I know you already know this, but let's just do a little recap before we give you an update on what happened today. Jeffrey Epstein. You know who he is. We're not going to insult your intelligence. International billionaire finance guy. All kinds of ties to the royal family, Clinton, Bill Gates, the works. Many, many, many others. It's weird we can't ever find out who those others were. But he's a man who's tied in big time with a lot of very powerful people. He gets busted. He gets busted because he apparently is a world-class scumbag who traffics women all over the globe. Keep in mind, multiple accusers have come forward, so on and so forth. He gets busted. He goes to jail. And while awaiting trial, he kills himself after the cameras malfunctioned and the guards fell asleep. Okay, so we're all caught up now. You knew all that. Well, you might not have known is that a Virgin Islands attorney general named Denise George was digging into this whole thing. She had reached a more than $105 million settlement with his estate. So she's been digging into the Epstein thing. Accusers have come forward. She's digging in. What's the deal? And so that's a big settlement. She reached a $105 million settlement. That's a big deal. Somebody came up with something. And she apparently found some things during her digging, things that, well, I'll read hers. On December 27th, this is from USA News. On December 27th, then Virgin Islands Attorney General Denise George filed a blistering and heavily redacted 30-page lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase. Quote, J.P. Morgan turned a blind eye to evidence of human trafficking over more than a decade because of Epstein's own financial footprint and because of the deals and clients Epstein brought and promised to bring to the bank. These decisions were advocated and approved of at senior levels of J.P. Morgan, so on and so forth. All right, end quote. Yeah, it's bad. Okay, that's bad. Just a couple more things. Epstein's victims, who sued anonymously in a pair of class action complaints, previously had accused J.P. Morgan Chase and Deutsche Bank of complicity in the sex trafficking scheme. Okay. All right. Well, that was a whole lot. So why would I bring this up now? Okay, that's good. She's sued the estate. Now she's suing J.P. Morgan Chase. Well, she was suing J.P. Morgan Chase. Not suing them anymore because just a few days after she filed against J.P. Morgan Chase, she was removed as attorney general. Huh. And that's funny. So Virgin Islands attorney general gets removed a few days after filing against J.P. Morgan Chase. And you know what else? Now, hold on. Let's separate because this is totally unconnected at all. Way unconnected. Did you see where Joe Biden went for Christmas? Because he normally goes to Delaware. I know he spends a lot of time in Nantucket. Maybe he's not a world-famous author like me, but spends a lot of time in Nantucket. But did you see where Joe Biden went? I'll tell you what. I'll update you on that once we play just a random, totally unconnected piece of audio. This is Joe Biden talking about Ukraine.
Press conference said, I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a.
That was Joe Biden bragging on camera about having a prosecutor fired who was looking into things he didn't want looked into. By the way, that prosecutor was looking into the business that had hired his son, Hunter Biden, for about $80,000 a month. Joe Biden wanted him fired. And it just really is a remarkable piece of evidence that he just openly admitted that he had him fired on purpose. So look, again, totally unconnected, but hang on a second. Just want to make sure I look this up. I want to make sure I'm being accurate here. Beep, beep, beep. Look it up on the phone. Joe Biden vacations for Christmas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Huh. So Joe Biden, well, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to dwell on it because we're never going to know. Just, I found it to be an interesting little tidbit. And it is very interesting whether Biden had anything to do with it or not. It is really, really interesting how many people don't want this thing looked into, isn't it?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
That was, in case you're wondering what that was, thank you, Chris, that was Bill Gates' response when he was asked about his connections with Jeffrey Epstein. He simply said, well, matter of fact, well, he's dead. Ha ha ha, he's dead. No worries. Problem took care of itself, didn't it? Let's get to some emails. Dear handsome symmetrical warrior, while I'm aware of your linguistic prowess, it occurred to me you could use a lesson in a language other than Spanish, in which you are clearly fluent.
Buenas tardes.
Oh, yeah. I habla. I encountered a word I've never heard you use on the show anyway, and I believe it accurately describes the current form of government in the United States. The word is cacistocracy. It's a form of government under which no one wants to live. Cacistocracy comes from the Greek words for worst or in power and is a government comprised of the people least suited for the job of running the country, either because they are unqualified, he said Corinne Diversity Hire and Pete Buttigieg, incompetent, Mayorkas and the VP, or corrupt, the big guy in Garland. The worst few, in other words. Feel free to use it as opportunity presents. I wish you well in 2023. His name is Mike. But that pretty accurately describes where we are. It what's happened is, because we all acknowledge that the worst, most corrupt, dumbest people, they're the ones who run everything now. And it's crazy to think about that, but our highest levels of power are all occupied by idiots and insane people. That's nuts. I mean, did you see the CDC? The CDC pushes teachers to measure commitment to LGBTQ inclusivity instruction. The Center for Disease Control is now focusing on getting teachers to talk more about the U.S. of gay. How does that happen? How can the people who lead the CDC do something so awful and completely unrelated to the mission? How can that happen? Well, they're all corrupt and they're all idiots. And I suspect there's a lot of reasons for this, but one of the big things that has really doomed us there is the elite university system. You know, I'm not much of a college guy. I'm not smart enough. But our elite universities, as much as this pains me to say, they are more important. You know, I don't believe in inclusivity. I'm a big fan of discrimination. Some people do matter more. They do. They absolutely do. Some people don't matter as much. In the grand scheme of things, not talking about your soul or anything like that. That's just life. It is life. It's the way it goes. Our elite universities, and this is the same for most nations, most modern nations that have universities, our elite universities matter more than maybe your university or my community college. They matter more because that's where the leaders of the nation come from. The presidents come from there. The CEOs come from there. The people who decide the direction of the nation, they're coming from the elite universities. Well, okay, so that means they're super important. Now, if those elite universities become more and more and more corrupt and more communist over time, and soon they just become communist training camps instead of places where people are all talking about accomplishment and success and what are you going to do and the Vanderbilts when it moves beyond that, and it goes to just a box checking, have we gotten enough pronoun checking thing? Only that's where the leaders are still coming from. well, then you're going to find a country that is in very, very, very serious trouble, because the elite pipeline where you go, the finishing school where you go find the next elites, if it's producing a bunch of brain-dead morons and or committed communists, oftentimes both, well, then you find yourself in quite a pickle, don't you? That's where we are now, and that's why we're in a cacistocracy. I just came up with that by myself. I don't know where I heard that before, Chris. That's why we are where we are now. It's not an exaggeration to say the worst, dumbest people are our leaders now. It's true. You could go down to the diner, the local diner, and grab the assistant manager. He would be infinitely a better president than any of these idiots. All right. Speaking of which, the border. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Take a load for free.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me. I love your emails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. I got this lovely email. Good God, Jesse Kelly becomes a dumber. I can't use that word. It starts with an F. By the hour. How insane do you have to be to pretend that the kidnapping plot aimed at Governor Whitmer was an FBI setup and not the work of semi-fascist scum who think like you? I don't want you to be mad at this vile little communist who wrote in. I want you to, in a way, now don't get me wrong, you should treat him terribly if you ever see him. Don't hang out with him. Don't speak with him. If you find people like this, be rude to them. Cut them out of your life. There's no question about that. We have to be more aggressive personally with these people. But always keep in mind, you should pity this person. You see, Howard, not going to give out his last name, he lives in a world of make-believe. He just doesn't know it. He doesn't have any idea. He really genuinely, this human being has been so indoctrinated with communist propaganda from grade school to high school to college to Hollywood movies to music to corporate America now to the news. You guarantee you who watches the news every night, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and then thinks he's up on the news. He has no idea that he lives in a world entirely of make-believe. In fact, most people do. Your normie neighbor, Norm, does. Normie does, too. He does. People, they don't understand. When I describe the obvious entrapment of these guys for the Gretchen Whitmer plot, this is all stuff that's been well-documented. I'm not pulling this stuff out of some dark internet rabbit hole somewhere. This is well-documented stuff. It was a gigantic FBI setup. They planned, paid for, and organized the entire thing and found a few guys with the IQ of a sardine can so they could entrap and make the whole right look like a bunch of domestic terrorists out there. And now they're going to throw them in a dark hole for the rest of their lives, which is another reason I tell you, always, remember, the two L's will save this country. If you're mad about this stuff and you're mad about the state of our national politics, always remember, legal and local. The two L's. Forget about the national system. It sucks. Forget about this stuff. You stay legal and you get local. You become a local activist. We talk about, I see people all the time say things like this. This is what I hear a lot. Maybe you've said this yourself. We can't vote our way out of this. We can't vote our way out of this.
Okay.
I'm not insulting you, but hear me out. If you say that, and if you believe that, I want you to do your own research. I'm gonna guide you in the right direction. You do your own research. Do you know what the Republican participation is? I'm not even talking about the communists. What the Republican participation is in Republican primaries? Do you know? You know it's around 20%. Do you know that in election after election after an election, we say we want a better Republican Party. No more Mitch McConnell. Get rid of Mitt Romney. We got to get rid of these guys. And then these guys go to Washington, D.C., and they screw us over in election after election after election. Do you know that most Republicans, the vast majority of them, don't even bother to show up to vote in the primary? And the ones that do oftentimes simply vote for the one they know, even though he sucks?
I met Mitt Romney once. He was so handsome.
I'm voting for him again. They'll ignore the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. They'll ignore bad bill after bad bill after bad bill. I saw him on Fox. He was so nice. We can't vote our way out. Why would you keep saying that when we've never tried? There's never been a serious effort made to try to vote our way out. Local elections, Republican primaries. Go look at the pathetic participation in local elections and Republican primaries. I'll agree with you that we can't vote our way out the second we start trying. Because as of now, everyone's just doing status quo things. And what's frustrating about this is I'm preaching to the choir. I know you already know this. You know. I'm not worried about you. We talk about him all the time. Your normie neighbor, Norm, he's the problem. He agrees with you on the issues. He probably is way behind on the news. Well, they're biased, I know, but he doesn't realize they're openly hostile. He's still watching the NFL for 8 hours a day. It's true, Chris. But he goes out, if he even votes in the primary, which he probably doesn't. He probably doesn't even vote in the primary. But if he does, who's he vote for? Oh, the one he knows, the one he voted for before. Oh, there's a primary? It's Texas? Oh, Greg Abbott for governor. Yeah, I met him once. My mom says he's wonderful. Plus, I voted for him last time, so I'll vote for him again. The same guy who was just complaining about lockdowns that came from the governor's office? That's the guy who will go out and pencil it in again and again and again. Don't tell me we can't vote our way out when we've never even bothered to try. That's the truth. Legal and local. School board, city council, county board of supervisors, sheriff, DA. Vote in every primary election and every local election and watch this country change from the ground up. Not the top down, ground up. Oh, I have more news. Border, which I am going to get to next. Disney news, emails. Hang on. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and just I have to get a little pet peeve out of the way here before I get to emails and Disney. It's a border thing. This is from FoxNews.com. Biden's border crisis. Our immigration courts have a $2 million case backlog, or 2 million case backlog. It's more than we can handle, and I'm not talking about this part specifically. This is what drives me insane. The people who continue to willfully ignore what we're up against. And I'm not talking about people on the left. I'm talking about people on the right. I'm talking about people you watch on TV. I'm talking about people you listen to on the radio. I'm talking about people you read in print. The low T GOP. This is what I hear all the time. It drives me insane. I hear Biden's border failure. How could Biden have screwed up the border? Oh, Biden has failed us at the border. Biden screwed up the border. How could he not see this coming? Biden's failure at the border. It's on purpose. The border isn't open by accident. Joe Biden didn't go, oh, whoopsie. Did I drop the fence in the trash? Ah, dang it. Someone help me out and pick me up another fence. I made a big whoopsie. There's a concentrated effort from the communists in this country, from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, to more groups than you can possibly count. More of these communist street groups than you can possibly count. Communist legal groups, communist everything. It is a concentrated effort to open up the border of the United States of America, to flood the country with poor, criminal, third world hordes. Why? To destroy the nation. It's not an accident. It's not a failure. Joe Biden hasn't failed at the border at all. Joe Biden has been a gigantic success at the border. He has succeeded hugely in doing exactly what he wanted. That's what he wants. They're trying to flood the country with illegal immigrants. They're trying to do it because they hate the country and they want to bring America to its knees. And we will never, ever, ever be real anti-communists who are able to take these people on if we continue to mealy-mouth our way through all of these discussions. Ah, it's Biden's border failure. Read my latest at the Wall Street Journal. Oh, barf. I'll be on Fox News tonight talking about Biden's border failure. You losers. Buck up and say what it is. It's not a border failure at all. It is an intentional destruction of the United States of America. Joe Biden is not failing. He's succeeding with his goals. Not with yours. Not with mine. You want to save the country. He's not failing. I hate that so much. Chris, I'm actually in a great mood, as you know, and have been all night. Is that me? Is that a weird pet peeve of mine? It drives me crazy. When I hear him say that, is it what? What is it? Yes, Chris. Yes, Chris said you can't defeat somebody if you don't understand them. It is. I've used this example before, and it's so true. We share a house with the person who's trying to burn the house to the ground. We want to improve the house, protect the house. They want to burn it to the ground. We don't do ourselves any favors by acting like, oh, they just have a different view of the house. No, they have an enemy's view of the house. They hate you. They hate the house. And if we think they just have a different view, we'll never, ever, ever be able to properly take them on. Speaking of good news, though, I'm going to get to emails here in a second, but Disney suffers their worst year since 1974 as $123 billion have been wiped from the market. I am so proud of you. You know you did that, right? And maybe you're saying to yourself right now, oh, Jesse, we're just a family of four. We just didn't go see the latest Marvel movie. We didn't do anything. No. Yes, you did. You did this. We are the ones with the power if we put our money where our morals are and we stop funding these despicable companies. You not going to the latest Thor movie? You did this. You canceling Disney Plus? You did this. You sitting the kids down. Kids, we're not going to Disney World this summer. Sorry, there are other theme parks. We don't support that. You did this. You are the one who did this. By using the power of your money, you are hurting these people. Now, it's not enough. We have to keep going and keep going and keep going until they're no more, until we salt the earth behind them. But you did it. And that's awesome, man. That's friggin' awesome. It inspires me. Oh, look, along those same lines, before I get to emails, I was going to get emails. General Motors funds transgenderism efforts in children's classrooms. This is from the Epoch Times. Where are you going to buy your next car? Now, here's the thing. I'm going to be going through this because I actually only leased my midlife crisis car. I would never spend that much money on a car. So I'm going to need a new car, I would guess, in a year and a half. And so I started sniffing around. It's very, very difficult to find a car company that isn't crap, but we can at least demand less of this, right? We can at least do better than this. You going to get your next car from General Motors? GM? Going to buy that GMC, that Chevy? You going to? Look, we got to keep going. We got to keep making these people feel it. The only recourse we have against these corporations is starving them of our money. All right, let's get to some emails. Dear Jesse Food Whisperer, I made your famous burger recipe, which was good, but I added sauerkraut and chili beans on top. Is it okay to call it the Jesse Kelly Burger to everyone like I have been? Let me know. I hate you guys. You better never put sauerkraut or disgusting beans on any of my burgers. Hello, Jesse. Please give your thoughts on moving to Utah as a solid red state. We're strongly considering leaving Massachusetts for Utah. We will have to leave a very successful 20-plus year business and start a completely new business in Utah, but we'll have good resources available to relocate. Dude, Utah is stupid cool. I love Utah. Because I grew up in Bozeman, Montana. I ended up spending a lot of time in Utah, Salt Lake City was like the closest big city. So if there was a big concert, like when Kid Rock and Metallica came to town and stuff like that, you had to go down to either Salt Lake City or Denver when you're in Bozeman. So you're always going down, or we're always flying out or flying through Salt Lake City and driving through. So I spent tons of time in Utah. Utah's awesome. Utah's beautiful. It's clean. The people there are freaking wonderful. Sometimes the Mormon thing freaks people out. I'm not Mormon. I've never had any kind of an issue with Mormons or any kind of an issue in Utah. I think they're wonderful. They've always been freaking wonderful to me. I think that's what holds people back a lot from Utah, that reputation that you're going to move there. And if you're a woman, you automatically have the jean dress that goes down to your ankles or something like that. Utah is a great place. It's a great place to raise your kids too. Now, Utah, I don't want to act like it's perfect. Got problems like anywhere else. And do keep in mind, you Southerners, although these people are from Massachusetts, it gets cold there. We're talking the Rocky Mountains here. It gets cold there. I've been in some cold in Utah. Great ski resorts too in Utah. But yes, get out of that blue hellhole and get to a place where you can be happy. All right? All right. We have headlines I didn't get to. I'm going to try to get to some more emails. Do we have any good... Did I miss it? I forgot to play very much of the audio today, Chris. I've been gone for like 10 days. I had a lot to say, all right? Should I talk about my vacation again, Chris? Everyone wants to hear about that. Hey, let's get a lot of the vacation pictures up online. Those are the best. Hey, look at me on the beach, happy. Sorry, you're at work. All right. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, it was Medal of Honor Monday tonight. It was a blast of a show. You can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating. What, Chris? In a review talking about how handsome I am. If you go read through them, I go do sometimes every now and then. Chris will send them to me. They're so funny. It's freaking hysterical how many people. There's like 2,000 now. Jesse, great speech by Chip on The Omnibus. He's talking about Chip Roy. Yeah, Chip Roy, he's a friend of mine. Man, that guy's been dynamite. He has been impressive. He just goes all in all the time, not worried about making enemies. I love that. Dear Shogun Kelly, the other day you were talking about people moving from New York to the Midwest. I live in Nebraska, and our slogan is it isn't for everyone. And honestly, it isn't. You have to be tougher than everyone else. Weather is extremely cold and extremely hot. A lot of people don't know this about Alaska, by the way. Quick side note. He's right. They have the worst weather because it'll melt your face in the summer, and then it'll freeze you to death in the winter. It's nuts. Anyway. He said negative 40 to 110. Chris, how about that for a range? You don't have the luxuries of big cities, but what we do have makes up for it. Fresh pork and beef. You'd think you had good steaks and pork chops in Texas. That is cute. Have you ever had one that hasn't been put in the freezer or fridge to keep it? You haven't lived. People are better here, nicer, and the truest care about faith, family, and country. They are wonderful. I'm a Midwest fan. Like I said, you know what the Midwest is? It's the restaurant that didn't get the beachfront property. They're off the beach. They're a couple blocks off the beach. You know what you're going to get at that restaurant? Better food. Why? Because they have to. Because they're not on the beach. That's why. Look, Chris, I would love to... You know what? We need to send Chris to Nebraska for a winter. Like a week. That would be a fun show thing. Just to see how Chris would do up there. It's fine, Chris. You've been taking your Chalk Male Vitality Stack. Your T levels are rising, and with rising T levels, you'll find that not only do you have more energy, not only are you maybe a little more rambunctious around the old lady, you'll find that you're just naturally tougher because testosterone is what makes us tougher, Chris. You'll be able to withstand the cold. Keep in mind, male vitality stacks are 35% off right now, and I'm going to go into the economic news for next year. I'm going to go into that tomorrow. There's some dark predictions out there that kind of mirror the stuff that I've been telling you for about a year. So just look, make sure you're taking care of your health, all right? In all seriousness, ladies, fellas, male vitality stat. Subscription. It's 35% off with the code Jesse. Subscription. Female Vitality Stack, 35% off code Jesse. Subscription. All natural herbal supplements at Chalk. They have so much more than just these that I talk about. I talk about those because that's what I take. I'm going to tell you what I personally take. They have so much more. Stop with the medicines. Natural herbal supplements. All right? All right. Jesse, you can't keep talking about your book with so much excitement. We're excited too, but the rest of us are getting nervous because we don't know if you're going to release it on audiobook. Believe me, some of us are like Chris and we don't have what it takes to read. We need to be able to hear your sultry voice over an audio cast. We would never be able to read through all the great drama and luscious words that you may have written on paper. Help us to be able to enjoy the book and don't make us read. Chris, I don't think I can do that. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. I would have obviously no problem reading my own glorious words. They're so smart. I would have no problem reading the words. Dude, I don't think I have time. That would have to be, what, a 5-6 hour endeavor at least? 8 hours? You think 10 hours, Chris, you think? 50? No way. It doesn't take... Oh, that's right. It does have to be perfect. It's not like here when I screw up words and I just move on. Oh. Yeah, how am I supposed to have time for that? I don't have time. I don't have enough voice for that. I would like to do my own audiobook. I don't know. Well, knock out 10 pages a day. Great, Chris. So they get the audiobook in the year 2050? That really helps everybody. How long is the book? It's long. I want to say 50, 60,000 words. It's maybe 70,000 words. You don't know what that means? What's wrong with you, Chris? You know what? I'm done with you for today.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
A pregnant mom crossed the Rio Grande decades ago to give her unborn child a better life. Now her daughter is becoming a member of Congress. She should be back where she belongs. She shouldn't be a member of Congress. Shouldn't be allowed in the country. You scamper across the border just to have a baby here. Blatantly thumb your nose at our immigration laws. You shouldn't be rewarded by being a member of Congress. No, you should all be deported. And if that sounds harsh, just understand that I'm actually the nice one. You immigration squishes are the ones who are enabling the largest slave trafficking in the world today, right across your southern border, right there in Mexico, all because I want to be nice. Thailand man forgets his wife after a toilet break during a road trip. And forces her to walk 20K. Did I ever tell you I kind of did that to the wife? Oh, Chris. All right, quick pause on this for a second. We were just dating. All right, I want to stress that we were dating. And I was young hothead. And she's feisty. You can imagine how fiery she has to be to put up with me. She's feisty as well. We're back visiting her parents. Getting a big old fight in the car. And she says, we're driving around. It's just me and her. We're getting a big old fight in the car. She says, just let me out. So I pulled over and let her out. I took off. To this day, she'll bring it up. Oh, I know, Chris. I know. What? Well, that was my way of thinking. Well, I was still such a bad hothead at that point in time. I was like, fine, get out then. You're the one that wants out. And now to this day, she brings it up. Remember the time you endangered me and left me on the side of the road? Oh, gosh, what an idiot I was. Tesla autopilot leads police. By the way, fellas, quick pause. When your woman wants to get out of the car, let her out of the car. That's fine. But then stick around so you can pick her up when she cools off. Don't do what I did. That's unsafe. I should not have done that. Headline, Tesla autopilot leads police chase after driver falls asleep. I can't stop laughing about this headline. Think what that would be like. Just fall asleep on the way home thinking all's good and wake it up. And you know, you can see the flashing lights in your rear view mirror and looking around. You know your first instinct would be, I wonder who they're after. You would never assume it would be yours. California officially becomes a sanctuary state for child mutilation. Yes, that's right. Legal protections. Look, you need to get out of these blue states. They're going the wrong way. They're going that way fast. And by the way, not to bring up old stuff, but I brought up how mad I get when we shy away from the abortion issue. because we worry about, oh, it's not popular. Wait till after the election. Notice how worried they are about being popular. Most of the country looks at bills like this and they're horrified. Who is this monster? Who is this groomer? Who is this? Didn't stop them at all. They're passing bills like this. Us? Well, hey guys, what if single women aren't happy? What if we lose the suburban moms? Why don't we just do the right thing? I think we'll be look around and be shocked by how many people are right there with us, huh? All right. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.